Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear my interview with an FFA member at the FFA State Convention last Thursday in Columbia.
Today I'm at the Hearns Arena in Columbia. It is the state FFA convention. A lot of FFA members are here today, a lot of Blue Jackets. Over 300 chapters are represented here. Tomorrow night, during the state degree, we'll have some 700 students getting that state degree. I'm with one of those right now, visiting with Cole Cave. He is from Lamont. How are you doing, Cole?
I'm doing pretty good.
What are some of your highlights of your FFA career?
Well, one of them will probably be my Supervised Agriculture Experience, or SAE, project. It opens the world up to experience different things in agriculture, and it's a good way to get a job and get out there and make money and build a future for yourself.
FFA just is a great organization. Were you in 4-H prior to that?
Yes, I was in 4-H since I was 8 years old, and I still am.
Both organizations are great builders and leaders for our country, and I'm sure you have a lot of good experiences in both.
Yeah, we do a lot of fun things in both chapters.
As far as FFA, you're a senior this year. Have you held some offices in your Lamont chapter?
Yes, I have. I've held an office for 3 years, my sophomore, junior, and senior year, being a treasurer, vice president, and now president.
Are you going to continue with FFA once you get out of school, as long as you can?
Yeah, I'm going to continue and try and get my American degree before the end of next year, and we'll see what happens.
I know it's awesome down here. My son got his American degree back in about 2008, and you go to Indianapolis and see some 60 or 70,000 Blue Jackets. It's pretty awesome, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's a very unique experience, something that only FFA can provide you.
Cole, what has been your best experience so far in FFA?
The highlight would probably be going to a national convention. You see 70,000 people just like you doing everything that you do, and everybody all has a common ground to them.
Meet a lot of friends, too, I'm sure, through the different trips you take. I'm sure you meet friends that you'll have maybe for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I meet a lot of new people, and some people that I still talk to now that I met in my junior year, and I keep in touch with them as much as I can.
Who's your advisor at Lamont?
My advisor is Mr. Chad Cook.
You probably have a lot of other members that you feel just like almost like family sometimes.
Yeah, we're really close, especially with all of us being the first team going to state with Mr. Cook. You know, we all have a really unique bond between all of us, and it's a very fun, something I'm going to miss next year.
If somebody younger wanted to be an FFA, would you recommend it to them, and why?
Most definitely, because there's something for everybody no matter what, and it's so unique. There's things only FFA can provide for you, and that is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You have a common ground with everybody, but everybody has their own different background and their own personality, and there's always something for everybody at contests and just through the FFA conventions and stuff like that.
Well, listen, when you get that American degree, give me a call at the radio station. We'll do an interview on that.
Oh, I look forward to it.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.